Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the 14th week after the Sunday of Trinity, Thursday. Our scripture reading comes from the book of James, chapter 1, verses 2 through 8. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Our scripture lesson comes from the book of Luke, chapter 17, verse 14. When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." In this gospel, we are given a very warm and friendly invitation to draw near to Christ, to put our faith and trust in him. There is no doubt that he wants to do for everyone what he did for these lepers. All that is necessary is for us to cast ourselves freely upon him in the expectation of receiving from him all his grace and goodness. In this regard, true faith and a Christian heart should act and does act as the lepers act and teach us to act, that it pleases Christ that we should joyfully and freely determine to build upon his goodness even before we had experienced it or felt it, is sufficiently attested here in the way in which he so willingly lends an ear to them without any delay at all. Nor does he tell them that he is about to help them. He simply deals with them as if what they desired had already happened. He does not say to them, "Yes, I will have mercy on you, you will be clean." He simply says, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." It is as though he says to them, "You do not have to make an entreaty. Your faith has already obtained and acquired what you want before you ask for it. You were already clean, as far as I was concerned, when you began to expect all this from me. Nothing more is needed then, but that you should go to show the priest that you have been cleansed. As I regard you, and as you believe, so you are, and so you will be." He would not have sent them to the priest had he not regarded them as clean. Behold how powerful faith is. It acquires everything it desires from God, and God regards it as accomplished even before it is asked for. Isaiah speaks of faith in Isaiah 65:24 when he says, "Before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear." Let us pray. Faith is the means whereby you bestow all your blessings upon us, Heavenly Father. When our faith is right, all is right with us as your children. Preserve us and strengthen us in faith, in and through Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. Visit ambassadorpublications.org to purchase the print edition of the Luther for the Busy Man devotion and browse hundreds of resources for your family and congregation. This podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Check out our upcoming Spotlight Conference, October 10th and 11th. Messages from Keith Farron and Matt Whitman will encourage students and guests to trust and enjoy Scripture. Register for free at flbc.edu/events.